opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, this is Barbara from Harlem, and thank you so much for tuning in to Our Urban Story. Right across from me on this beautiful Saturday afternoon is Miss BB Diamond.
Yes, hello everyone. Welcome aboard.
Yes, and we want to give the call-in number for you so that your voice can be heard. The number is 973-925-4559. This is the last Saturday in the year of, I think it is, in the year of 2019. And we are going to blast off in a few moments. We want you to, you know, tighten yourself up and get ready to blast with us and give us your opinion of what we're saying. God bless you, and may God continue to bless America as we listen to Our Urban Story. Miss Diamond, what do you have to say?
Yes, welcome aboard, everyone. Today is a beautiful Saturday in the New York City tri-state area. It's Saturday, December 28th, 2019. Not only is it the last Saturday of the year, it is the last Saturday of the decade. We're moving into a brand new decade with 2020 just around the corner. I hope that all of you had a wonderful Christmas. I know Hanukkah is ending tomorrow at sunset. Correct me if I'm wrong. No, it ends December 30th. Excuse me. So I wish you all a happy Hanukkah, those who are celebrating it. And I'm just thankful that you're listening to the show on DDVRadio.com. Barbara, any thoughts before we begin?
Well, we know what's going on as far as this impeachment derangement syndrome is going on. And we're going to talk about that today. But one thing I just wanted to mention, you know, Al Sharpton, that's my name for him, has mentioned that, oh my goodness, it's in other words, I saw something where he's down in the dumps because he believes that our president will be reelected. Well, you know what? He really is demonstrating what sort of condition his heart is in. You have to have a dark heart not to celebrate the good things that have happened in America since Donald John Trump has become our president. You have low unemployment. You have the Dow that's up. You have us more energy efficient. We have the renegotiation of our trade deals. Blacks, Hispanics, Asians, women, and the disabled are now able to go out there and get jobs. In other words, the employment figure is like something like 3.5. I mean, the best it's been in our history, or at least 50 years. Mm-hmm. And you have somebody like Al Sharpton who wants you to believe that he should be recognized as a reverend. He's not a reverend of the gospel, now that's for sure. Who comes out with these disparaging remarks, such as those Christians who support Trump would sell Jesus. Well, he's already sold his soul. Mm-hmm. He sold his soul a long time ago for 30 pieces of silver plus some. He hasn't paid his taxes. He supports those things that are unnatural and anti-God. But yet and still, you know, he wants to be recognized as someone who loves America. He does not love America. He loves the dollar. The love of money is the root of all evil. Mm-hmm. And he has sold his soul for the love of money because he's not applauding the great accomplishments of a wonderful, dynamic, and God-fearing president of the United States.
Absolutely. The Democrats fear that President Trump will be elected in 2020.
And he deserves to be.
He deserves to be, and more than likely he will. And not only that, but I believe it will be in a landslide. So far, it seems as though Joe Biden may be the nominee on the Democratic side, which is a huge mistake for the Democrats. Huge.
Well, he's going to get my vote.
Well, not Joe Biden.
In the primary.
Well, yeah, it'll be a huge mistake for the Democrats. It's really clear, in my opinion, if the Democrats are trying to impeach Trump, and I'm not sure he's been legally impeached, by the way, because Nancy Pelosi has refused to send the articles of impeachment, which she is required to do, to the Senate, where in the Constitution it notes that the Senate has the sole power to try any impeachment case. So, Barbara, my question to you is, why do you believe Speaker Nancy Pelosi is holding the two articles of impeachment?
Well, I think that answer is very simple. In other words, what high crimes and what misdemeanors has our president committed? You have the Ukrainian president repeatedly saying that no shenanigans went on. So she has no evidence. They are assuming he's guilty until proven innocent.
Right.
That's not the American way. They're totally right. Unconstitutional. They're wicked. They're deranged. And this is disruptive to America, and it's embarrassing. It's an embarrassment to the world. The Democratic Party has embarrassed America.
Yes.
Period.
I agree.
She's not following. You know, when she made that statement that the president is not above the law, they tell you who they are. They believe that they are above the law. That's why they have no problem breaking our laws. When you're dealing with immoral, irreligious people who think that they're their own gods.
Right.
They have no respect for the Constitution, no respect for the law. That's why they have no respect even for our borders. They don't care that, and they don't even see us as a sovereign nation.
Mm.
They see us as a wasteland. As long as they're in power, they don't care how many laws that they break. She has no evidence. She has no proof. She has no high crimes and misdemeanors. So that's why she's hesitant to present and follow the protocol of this process.
Speaker Pelosi is trying to control the Senate, and the Republicans should deny her that. Some are suggesting that they should move forward with the trial and dismiss the charges because there is no evidence.
There is no evidence.
All the Democrats have is hearsay. They literally have no evidence of a high crime or a misdemeanor, which is specifically, these two elements are specifically mentioned in the United States Constitution. They have no evidence of it. The alleged victim of the quid pro quo, President Zelensky of Ukraine, has said at least twice publicly that there was no pressure and no quid pro quo.
And the quid
pro
quo.
Who did commit the quid pro quo? If you're going there,
that's where I'm going.
It's former Vice President Joe Biden.
And his son Hunter. Yes.
It's on tape.
Yes.
Former Vice President Joe Biden said, and he was bragging about it, if the prosecutor isn't fired, this prosecutor was investigating Burisma, the company that Hunter Biden worked for, with no experience, no expertise in the petroleum industry. The prosecutor was investigating Burisma, and Joe Biden said, either you fire the prosecutor, or you're not getting approximately $1 billion in military aid. Ladies and gentlemen, that is quid pro quo. Joe Biden is guilty of it. President Trump is not. So in essence, the Democrats, to distort all the corruption, to throw up a smokescreen, they have wasted weeks trying to impeach this president for what Joe Biden actually did. And in reality, hold on to your seats, Barack Obama should have been impeached.
Yes, yes,
why
yes, yes.
Why would I say that? Because Barack Obama sent in cash money to a sanctioned country, Iran. If one of our banks sent wire transfers and payments and cash to Iran, that bank would be cited by the U.S. government, and that bank would be legally in trouble. Or if you and I sent wires of cash to Iran, we would be in trouble. And in fact, our wire transfer to Iran would be interdicted. It is a sanctioned country, but President Obama sent them pallets of cash. President Obama knew about Fast and Furious, and we talked about this last week. The exchange of guns with Mexico, and Agent Brian Terry was killed as a result of it. And he tried to protect, at that time, Attorney General, his name escapes me, but his Attorney General at that time.
Eric Holder.
Thank you, Eric Holder. The ambassador in Benghazi,
I call him Eric Holdup.
Exactly. The ambassador in Benghazi asked hundreds of emails to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. He was ignored. As a result, he and three other American heroes were murdered in Benghazi, Libya. Obama weaponized the IRS against conservatives. That is a fact that has been proven. Obama weaponized the CIA and the FBI to spy on then candidate Donald J. Trump.
And
evidence is coming out with the false FISA warrants.
I think
warrants.
That has to be answered by the 10th of January.
Exactly. The FBI made 17 substantial errors. Not just typos, not misspellings, substantial errors in their FISA application.
Well, because the FISA warrant was obtained illegally.
Absolutely.
They provided information that was not correct.
They relied on the Steele dossier, which was given to them, from what we understand now, by the late Senator John McCain.
Yes, and I think
John McCain gave
Hillary Clinton had her hand in some of that.
She absolutely did. So
and the DNC,
right? So, right. But Obama wasn't prosecuted. Obama wasn't impeached because he's black. Let's be very real about this.
50% black,
absolutely. But he's a minority, so they did not impeach him. If Trump did half of what Obama did, has done, or did. Trump should have been impeached. Now, would I have urged the GOP just keep impeaching Obama until we get him convicted and removed?
No, that's insanity.
I would have never urged the Republicans to do to Barack Obama what the Democrats are doing to President Trump.
Well,
period.
Well, you know why you wouldn't do that? Because you have a moral barometer. You know certain things are wrong, and you know, and you're God-fearing. When you have people who are godless, renegades, And they've been elected into positions of power. It's no telling which way they're going to go. Look at Hitler. Look at Hitler, how he fooled people. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi and them keep this up because they know that they have a certain component of our population that are low and slow functioning. They have another part of our population that are just plain evil, who just hate because they're trained to hate. They have no reason to hate. But because the media, social media, and these so-called leaders that they have elected in this party of the godless, because they have become godless, they tell them and train them to hate without a cause. And she keeps this going because it feeds them. It feeds that hatred that they have nested in their soul.
Right, you're right.
I mean, and that's why she won't even give the articles, because there's nothing to give.
Exactly.
There is no whistleblower. You have to have a whistle to blow it. And if you have no evidence, you have no high crimes and misdemeanors, you have nothing except fluff, fluff, and talk, talk.
Exactly.
Well, I shouldn't say fluff, fluff. I got a cat named Fluff, Fluff. He's much better than what they're doing. What they're doing is an embarrassment. Mm-hmm. What they're doing should let the people of America know that you should not be loyal to this party.
Right.
You should be loyal, number one, to God and at least to your country.
Right.
Because your country has given you, because of our veterans, because of the grace and blessings of God, has given you a life that, you know, that other people envy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you say, well, I'm not rich, and yeah, but thank God if you have health and if you have doctors, you have nurses, you have food banks if you're low on food, you have clothing banks that you can go and get clothing. In many countries, you're left to fend on your own. We have safety nets here in America. Mm-hmm. Are we perfect? No, we're not perfect because we're not perfect men and women.
Right.
But you have an advantage being in America that you don't have other places. And you say, well, where does Barbara get that from? I get it from watching people come from all over the world, mm-hmm. watching people risk their lives just to get here, listening to people who have left their mothers, their fathers, their sisters, their brothers, just to be on the soil of America and take advantage of the advantages that are here and not in their homeland.
Absolutely. Well, one of the challenges, Barbara, is that too many black people have been brainwashed by the left. They've been brainwashed to the point that they don't pursue the American dream. They feel they're old government handouts, and so they live in the projects.
Absolutely.
They live off of handouts. They wait for the check on the 1st and the 15th, the food stamps. They're not pursuing the American dream. We help build this country, and yet we're acting as though we're strangers in a foreign land.
Can I just say one thing before I lose this thought?
Yes.
Well, they should never complain about slavery because they have voluntarily signed their lines on the life on the line of volunteering. They're voluntarily living as slaves in a free land.
Absolutely.
In other words, they're waiting for a check from someone who controls how much they'll get.
Right.
Who controls where they live, mm-hmm. where they live, who controls what they can buy with the food stamps that they have. So they're not even free. Don't complain to me about slavery when you've said to yourself, I'm going to be a slave in free land to the Democratic Party.
Absolutely, Barbara. Sorry for interrupting you. You're not interrupting me. You don't have to say that.
All right.
But because you led me actually to one of my key questions to you.
Okay.
Which is, you know, you have the black exit from the Democratic Party. You have walk away, run away. I say run
and
away.
And the Jewish.
The Jexit.
That's right.
Why should black people leave the Democratic Party? I mean, you went into it a little bit, but can you expound on that a little more, please?
Well, you know, 79% of black people say that they believe in God. That's according to the Pew Research that I looked up. Now, if 79% of us say that we believe in God, how come 93% and 90% of us are voting for those who are godless?
Correct. Thank you.
That is very contradictory.
Mm-hmm.
And you contradict the fact that you say that you're a Christian.
Right.
Because God has to be your Lord and your master. Mm. Your master, you're going to do what your master says.
Right.
There's nothing in the word of God that says that you should be putting your vote, casting a vote for people who say kill the babies when Jesus says suffer the little children and forbid them not to come unto me.
Amen.
When God says in Proverbs, one of the things that he hates among the seven things is the shedding of innocent blood.
Wow.
You're voting for people who shed the innocent blood of babies who are innocent and have committed no crimes.
Now, Barbara, this is what you're saying is absolutely on point.
That's why any person who says that they're a Christian and challenges my support for Donald Trump, I'll meet you any place you want and show you where you're wrong according to the word of God.
So then, Barbara, that leads me to my third question.
Yes.
Because it's all a thread. We talked about Nancy Pelosi, why black people should leave the Democratic Party. But then you have Christians.
They're not.
Wait a minute. Let me finish, please.
Okay.
Sorry. You have Christians like Christianity Today, which was founded by Billy Graham, may God rest his soul, but now being run by leftists. They recently had an editorial saying Donald Trump, President Trump, should be removed from office. Now, the same Christianity Today, I don't recall them saying the same thing about Barack Obama, even though he supports Planned Parenthood 100%, he stood idly by while Christians were being persecuted and on. And obviously, to me, President Obama was detached from the average American. So how can these Christians stand in judgment of us, the evangelicals who support President Trump?
You don't have to go any further because, number one, they're not Christians.
Mm.
They're heathens. Because either God is your Lord and master of all, or he's not your God at all. They're serving another God. For them to even come out of their mouths and say that, when you have a president in the White House, unlike the previous one who wouldn't even say Merry Christmas.
Right, exactly.
You have someone in the White House who says Merry Christmas. The base word of Christmas is Christ, C-H-R-I-S-T.
Amen.
That's number one. You have someone in the White House who is not supporting Planned Parenthood who says kill the babies.
Right.
And even sell the parts. That's how diabolical these people are who kill these babies. But you had a president in the White House who said kill the babies. And then, and then another thing, you have someone in the White House who believes in the sanctity of marriage, who believes that our veterans have done a wonderful job for America, and who supports Israel. The chosen of God. I don't care what anyone says. They are the chosen of God. But you had a previous president who didn't even have the decency to treat Prime Minister Netanyahu with decency.
Exactly.
You don't have one Democrat who went and celebrated with the embassy being opened up.
Exactly.
In what was that city?
Well, Jerusalem.
Jerusalem, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So those people who are writing this magazine that was founded by a great man, Billy Graham, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. are heathens. Mm. They are not Christians mm-hmm. because you cannot serve two masters.
Correct.
And if you're serving the world,
right.
then you are of the world. You're an enemy of God. Mm. Because the world would say, don't support someone who's pro-God. The world would say, don't promote someone who's pro-life, pro-Israel, pro, those things that made America great. America was founded on Judeo-Christianity, not on what Barack Obama said, not on what these so-called Christians are saying.
Now, I need to break this down a bit to
you. Yes, you can.
There are allegations that George Soros would also rent Christians. So some Christian organizations have been bought out by billionaire George Soros, who is on the radar of the Department of Justice. He made his billions through capitalism, but he has been perverting and trying to subvert governments around the world through funding different organizations. So George Soros is finally on the radar. He is behind Obama's rise, and he's probably one of the key reasons why a lot of Obama's records have been sealed. So remember that name and Google him, George Soros. But Barbara, you know, and I'm asking this on behalf of people. Let's talk about the black church. Let's focus zero in. There are a lot of sincere Christians who go to church. They believe in Jesus. They believe that they did the right thing by voting for Barack Obama. I will say this. Barack Obama was a historical figure, but he was not a successful president.
But the bottom line, Ms. Diamond, you can't serve two masters. And if you are that ignorant, you need to open up the Word of God. The Word of God tells us, study to show thyself approved. In other words, if you just go to church and listen
to 2 Timothy 6:16.
If you just go to church and listen to what another imperfect human being is telling you, that's on you.
That's true. Good point.
There is no excuse. Common sense is common sense. The Bible also says grow in the grace and knowledge. You know, some people go to church and don't even know God. I very seldom hear in black churches about the holiness of God.
Good point.
I don't hear about the holiness of God. No, they want a God that they can serve on their terms. Mm. And that is not Christianity. That's why Jesus says, some will come before him and say, oh, didn't I worship you? Didn't I go to church? And he'll say, depart from me. I know you not, you workers of iniquity.
Now, Barbara.
Period.
Yeah, I hear
there you. There is no excuse. I don't call them Christians. That's
right,
why
right.
they have blemished that title so tremendously.
Right.
I very seldom go out and tell people I'm a Christian. I want you to listen to my talk.
Right.
I want you to watch my walk. Mm. And I want you to tell me that I'm a believer.
Now, let's talking to Christian black, specifically the black church members. They watch CNN. They watch MSNBC. They've been brainwashed. They read the Amsterdam News. They read these papers that bash Trump. They're afraid, some of them, to go to Fox because they don't want to hear anything that might alter their view. But some are sincere. They really sincere. I'm just trying to break through to them.
I don't believe that they're sincere. If you don't want the whole truth and nothing but the truth, you can't be sincere. Mm. You have created your own world of ignorance.
Mm.
The Bible
Good
says
point.
Clearly in Romans 12, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You see, a sincere and real Christian will say, Lord, examine me. Show me where I need to improve. Lord, I'm open to your guidance. See, a real Christian has the Holy Ghost indwelling them. A real Christian will listen to the voice of the Holy Ghost, which will tell him, look at Fox sometimes. Read this sometimes. Put that down. Listen to my voice. Go to this church, go to this seminar, go to this, where they can learn and grow in the grace and knowledge. You see, Jesus told the woman at the well, you have to worship God, you have to worship him in spirit and in truth, not according to your own personal preferences. If they're doing that, they're not Christians. Yes, ma'am. You have another question.
Yeah, and I would just urge people going to church, you know, don't get too distracted by turn to your neighbor and turn to your neighbor. Ain't God good? Stomp your feet. Those at some point become distractions. You need to understand why millions of evangelicals support Donald Trump. You know, and black people have been trained. This is very important to me. We have been trained to automatically hate or distrust Republicans. And I think for the first time, we have a president who may be breaking through.
Well, you know what? All of that turn to your neighbor, those are fillers.
Yeah.
They're not filling you with the word of God. You
exactly.
know, and what would really get on my nerves is sometimes they're singing 40 and 50 in an hour.
Sounds like we may have a call.
And then turn around and say, I'm not going to keep you long when it comes to the word of God, because some of them are very empty vessels of the word of God themselves. I think we have a call coming in.
Yes, we have 4 minutes before the break. Hi, caller.
Hello.
Oh, great.
I'm sorry. Whoever it was that called, please give us a call back. You know, we didn't catch you quick enough, and you don't have to hang up. We'd love to hear what you have to say. But, you know, I think we're just too freely, you know, talking about Christians here and why they're doing this or that. If you profess to know Christ, you should want to be obedient to his word. You can't be obedient and you can't serve him and also serve a party that has said down with God. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the DNC, the Democratic National Convention, they didn't want to hear God mentioned. Now, that should have spoke volumes to you at that time. If you are really, truly a believer in God, how can you still serve and be loyal to a party that says, don't even mention God? Think about it.
Right. Obama was so offended and is so offended by Christianity that when he spoke at Georgetown University, he had all the Christian symbols covered up. Let's be very plain spoken here. Obama was not a Christian. So if you voted for Obama and you have no problem with it, you don't regret it, please don't you do not stand in a position to criticize evangelicals like myself and Barbara from Harlem who support President Trump, because you voted and some of you voted twice for President Barack Obama, who supports the killing of unborn babies. And you must understand that impacts the black community to a great extent. Barack Obama slept very well when Christians were being tortured and murdered. And we're going to talk about the 14 Christians who were murdered by radical Islam. He wouldn't even say radical Islam.
You know what? I don't even hear most of the time in black church, repent. And even the prayer, create me a clean heart. If so-called Christians would ask God to create in them a clean heart, they would repent of their voting for someone as godless as Barack Hussein Obama. Because if you don't see and know and realize by now what Miss Diamond said, he had all of the religious symbols covered up. He supported Planned Parenthood fully.
Yep.
He signed some marriage, transforming marriage into same sex. And he believed in that when he was even in the Senate. God defined marriage as one man, one woman, leave, cleave, and Jesus went to a wedding. And I know he didn't go to a same-sex wedding. So you need to learn how to repent. That's something that I don't hear too much in a black church. Repent. Turn away from the wickedness, because we have too many wicked people, and particularly in the Democratic Party, who are in positions of power. We're going to go for our break right now. Stay tuned to our urban story.
Excuse me.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for everyday heroes. From Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night? Feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. If chronic pain is preventing you from leading a full and active lifestyle, then it's time to visit Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists. As a Blue-friendly service provider, Oasis understands that each person's situation is unique and that each person's healing plan needs to be customized for individual injuries and conditions. Featuring board-certified and fellowship-trained physicians, Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists will have you back on your feet and back in the game. Schedule your appointment today by visiting www.blueorthopedic.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit VisitBlue.com. VisitBlue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you are looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you found it. DGVRadio.com offers programs such as Between Two Blue Balls, Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DGVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com. Radio.com.
Hello, hello, and I say hello. This is Barbara from Harlem. Oh, let me please remind you, we have only sold, and I hate to say that, about 700 copies of Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. I need you today to order your copy. I don't think you'll be disappointed. No one has shown or expressed any disappointment in the book. And for the sake of America, please pick up a copy of Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. Barbara from Harlem.
Thank you for calling Southeast Energy Consulting.
Hi, we're trying to reach back out to the individual who called
all
us.
All agents are currently assisting the customer.
I want to talk about very briefly that ISIS beheaded 10 Christian captives in Nigeria as retaliation for al-Baghdadi's death. Al-Baghdadi, if you remember, was the leader of ISIS. And this is an ongoing problem with radical, aggressive Islam. We must confront it. We must stay armed. This is one of the reasons Islam, radical Islam, is one of the reasons we must stay armed. Radical Islam, socialist communists, tyrants, and just criminals in general. We must stay armed. We will never give up our arms. You know, they tend to attack Christians in Africa because they're vulnerable. They won't come to the U.S. and they won't go to the United Kingdom. They'll go to these vulnerable, they'll attack these vulnerable Christians in Africa, on the African continent. So we must keep persecuted Christians in prayer. I kind of wish, and I almost hate to say this, that they would declare war on us so we can wipe out as many radical Muslims as possible. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of hearing stories of Christians being murdered. These are vulnerable, armless Christians. They don't have any arm. They don't have any guns. I mean, they won't do it in the United States because there are more guns in the United States, from what I understand, than people. They won't do it really in the West. They'll do it in these areas where Christians are vulnerable. Barbara, your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are, you know, we have to maintain our right to bear arms. Our Second Amendment right is very important. When you pick up a copy of Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations, you'll see that I was a law-abiding, gun-carrying citizen and saved the lives of my brother and my children and myself because I was armed. I got into a confrontation with a member of the KKK, and that was in Florida. And I was shot. Then I had to run to my car, open my glove compartment, get my gun. In the meantime, I was shot again. But I was able to shoot the bad guy, stop him from killing my brother. And when he realized that he was shot, I shot him twice. Mm-hmm. Then he gave up. Mm-hmm. If I did not have my gun, there's no telling of how many of us would have been killed that day, because he had a Glock while I had a 22 with hollow point bullets in it. Mm-hmm. But the idea that, you know, that these Democrats want to disarm Americans is ludicrous. Mm-hmm. It's based on what has happened in countries like Germany, mm-hmm. countries like even England. Look at the numerous attacks of Muslims, in particular, upon innocent, unarmed citizens. And look what happened in even Jersey City, New Jersey. You know, when these two black radicals went into the deli,
yeah,
and shot it up. You know, they would have been running if someone in there was armed and shot them back. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But at least the police officers was able to, policemen, when they did arrive, they were able to not only disarm them, but kill them.
You know, the rise of anti-Semitism is directly linked to the left and to Muslims. When you're anti-God, and Muslims are anti-God, they're anti-God of the Bible. They do not believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is clearly a divide. Do not believe for a moment. Please understand this, that we worship the same God, because we don't.
Well, the bottom line is the Democratic Party has become as godless as the Muslims, and they have become as dangerous because, number one, they want to disarm us. Number two, they don't care that illegal aliens, some of them, have come over here and killed American citizens. They don't want to meet with those, I forgot what you call
angel
them.
Families.
Angel families. Then they want open borders. Some of these people in government, like the the governor of New Jersey, they're even giving illegals licenses. Now, American citizens aren't even being treated as well, because American citizens have to have at least 5 points of identification to get a driver's license. So what these people are doing, they're overworking the working class in America to take care of people who don't even belong here. They are almost as bad as these radical Muslims, because the radical Muslims don't care about your life.
No.
Neither does the Democratic Party.
Right.
They start off with the babies, and look at how many Americans have been killed by illegals. And then when the illegals go to court, a lot of times they're not even found guilty. So we have a dangerous situation in America, and we don't need to be disarmed because we don't have enough police officers, FBI agents to protect every one of us at any given time.
Right.
And we need to be able to defend ourselves and our homes.
Like I said, between the radical Muslims, the socialist communists, those
the Democratic
with totalitarian
Party.
Tendencies,
yes.
and criminals in general, we cannot give up our armament.
No.
We have to have it for our safety. I want to talk about the Golden State, California, and it all ties into what we've our theme today. Right, about how we need to walk away, run away from the Democratic Party. California was once one of our most prosperous and beautiful states.
Absolutely.
That's why it's called the Golden State. But because of like people like Speaker Pelosi, who runs or who is the representative for the district that includes San Francisco,
Maxine Waters,
because of Governor Gavin Newsom, who is Speaker Pelosi's nephew, the godless Dems have run California into the ground. In some areas in California, it looks like a third world country. It's because of their policies. It's because they're worried about plastic straws, but don't give a damn about people defecating on the street. They're worried about recycling this or that, but then people, California has more homeless people than any other state in the union, between California and New York.
But yet and still they want to take care of illegals.
Right. They want to take care of illegals. And as I said previously, what's interesting about the Democrats, and some of you listening are Democrats, I understand that, but I'm glad that you're listening to an alternative view to get a different viewpoint. Now think about this. The Democrats believe in abortion up until the woman is on the gurney, whatever, about to give birth. They want American babies to be aborted, but then they want to welcome millions of illegals in. Does that make sense to you? When you're godless, you're illogical. Listen to this. New York State recently passed a law that said accused criminals can investigate a crime scene. Now, I hope there are controls in place to make sure he or she doesn't contaminate the crime scene. It sounds crazy. I know it sounds crazy. Google it. It was just passed the other day. When you're godless, when you hate American values, you come up with things that make no sense. So the San Francisco City Council is more concerned about plastic straws than people defecating on the streets.
And then human life. They don't have any respect for human life. Hitler didn't care about human life, you know. They're on that same level because darkness is darkness is darkness. They don't care about human life. And then they wanted to paint our president as a racist. Well, there's no one more racist than the Democratic Party.
Absolutely.
Especially people like Cuomo. Yes. They want to make abortion so user-friendly.
Right.
But who... Listen, 36% nationwide of the babies aborted are black.
Mm-hmm.
More babies in New York are aborted, black babies, than born. To me, that's racism. They want to make sure, I believe, this is my personal belief, that they're so racist in their dislike for black people, they want to make sure that we never exceed 12 to 13% of the population. And that's why they're making abortion so user-friendly. Now, as far as birth control, when I ran my not-for-profit organization, the Department of Health would send me prophylactics. I didn't have to ask. I didn't have to pay for them. So in other words, they don't encourage using birth control. What they promote is abortion because a lot of these people, and I don't believe it's a lot of black people, make a lot of money off the body parts of these innocent babies that are slaughtered. Now, they have a problem with capital punishment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's cruel and inhumane. But mm-hmm. killing a baby who feels pain, who is a human being, to them, is okay. Something is wrong with that scenario. And my friends, if you're listening and you are one of those loyal, allegiance-giving people to the Democratic Party, and you say that you believe in this country and you believe in God, you need to reconsider how you've been voting, how you've been conducting yourself, because these people care more about replenishing their voting block than your safety,
yep.
than your welfare, than the welfare of your children and all of the children in America.
This is why we need voter ID, because the Democrats want people to just walk across our border and be able to vote. That is un-American, and that's actually illegal. We have to have ID to get on an airplane, to rent an apartment, to buy a home, to rent a car, for anything, to open a bank account, just to go in some buildings. You need ID. Why don't we need ID to cast a vote, which is sacred? My ancestors died for the right to vote.
Absolutely. And what they're doing, which is so disturbing to me, is they're diminishing the value of American citizenship. That's what it means to me. In other words, I think that my citizenship in America is very valuable. When people have died, and just like Ms. Diamond said, my forefathers and foremothers died for what we have in this country today. Some of them came over here in chains, but they worked hard, like my grandmother, Mrs. Miller. She worked hard, established a business, became an entrepreneur, in spite of Mary McLeod Bethune started a college there in Daytona Beach, Florida, $1.50, faith in God, and five little black girls. Now it's Bethune-Cookman University. And for them to give away the citizenship of America to people who have come here illegally, they diminish the value of it, and they are telling you that they hate the founding of our nation.
Right. I want to go back to what I said about radical Islam. I just want to thank, you know, we have three world leaders who truly understand, and that would be, of course, President Donald Trump, Prime Minister Boris Johnson of the United Kingdom, and Prime Minister Netanyahu, Benjamin
Amen.
Netanyahu of Israel. We have to, you know, Hamas attacked Israel this week. Fortunately, Israel was able to strike back. I don't think any serious damage was done. But the evil that emanates from these people, that has to be addressed. The world cannot keep turning a blind eye to the evil. Not all Muslims are evil, but too many are. And it is a danger. I also want to mention briefly about this Pope, who recently served a dinner, and he did not want to serve wine or pork in fear of offending Muslims. This Pope, to me, is a socialist. He's a Marxist. He is not a vicar of Christ.
No, he's not.
And if anyone believes he is, you're kidding yourself. If he's talking about the United States has to let all these immigrants in and we shouldn't build a wall, why doesn't the Pope set an example and tear down the wall at the Vatican? Why doesn't the Vatican set up tent cities to take in immigrants? Let the Pope set an example. We as the United States were one of the most prosperous nations in the world. We can't take care of the entire world. We can't. We're very prosperous. We're prosperous, but we're generous. And we should not be made to feel like we have to take in millions of immigrants. That's simply not fair.
Well, who is he to dictate to us when he lives in the Vatican City? I have respect for Catholics, and I know some very good Catholics, but I have no respect for this Pope. It doesn't seem as if he's read the Bible at all. You know, he has some kind of thinking that's going on, that's socialist, Marxist. You know, these people get on my nerve in a sense. Mm-hmm. You know, just like Karl Marx. Oh, capitalism is so bad or whatever. But yet and still, Robert Ingalls, your friend whose family owned a mill, he gave you money from capitalism. Mm-hmm. They're so contradictory. You know, I mean, they want to really rule the world like one of these people running for Steyer running for president. We have to fix the world. How do you fix the world? Mm-hmm. Number one, first fix yourself. You know, I mean, and climate change is of the essence and all that. See, these people have no thought, fear, or respect for God. They don't think God even exists or he has anything to do with the weather. Listen, my people, we need to be mindful of our country. Our country, of course, is not perfect, but this is a paradise in comparison to some of the places that people come from to escape the socialism, the communism, the poverty of their homeland. I feel sorry for them, but I feel happy that we are able to provide them with a better way of life. And we cannot let any party, anybody, destroy what God has ordained. He ordained this experiment. It wouldn't have worked as well as it has worked without his hand upon America. And let's always remember that.
And let's be clear, and this is not about bashing any religion. Islam had nothing to do with the founding of the United States. Barack Obama said, well, some of the slaves, they try to do it in an underhanded way, saying, well, some of the slaves were Muslim. That may be. But if Islam had such an influence, why is the black diet so pork-based? Why aren't there any Muslim monuments? We've talked about this before, but I think it's important because I'm reading something on Twitter where Barack Obama, I think a few years ago, said, we no longer consider ourselves a Christian nation, unquote. That's from Barack Obama. Now, when Billy Graham said it, he said it because we're moral. Many of us do not live like Christians. That's why he said it. But Barack Obama said it for a different reason. Your thoughts?
My thoughts are, you know, Obama, you know, hates Christianity. We were founded on Judeo-Christian, had nothing to do with Islam. The Africans, from what I understand from history, they were animist. Everything was a god. If they became Muslim, it was because it was forced on them. Because we must remember, the first ones who started the slave trade were what? Muslims.
Right.
And any place they go, they try to impose their religion.
Right.
They're trying to impose Sharia here.
Right, exactly.
They don't just come to a land and try to meld in and accept the culture. Mm-hmm. They want to change it because their founder told them to conquer the world.
God forbid.
So those Africans who came over here were forced to be Muslim. Mm-hmm. If Islam had anything to do with the founding of America, you know it has to be a lie because, number one, there aren't any monuments.
Exactly.
Number two, we have pork farms. Mm-hmm. Number three, bacon. We put bacon in almost everything.
Exactly.
What are you saying? They came over here and they were eating bacon and all of a sudden they stopped eating bacon?
Right.
No.
Right.
That was a lie from former President Barack Hussein Obama. I call him O-Vomit.
But you know, like I said, and you're right, Barbara.
Number one, he's a professional liar.
Yeah, he's a liar. Sorry, he is.
If he wasn't a liar, he would have exposed his records as a teacher, as a community organizer.
Exactly.
He didn't do anything that was profitable toward America. He hated this country from the time he was in the Senate. He's living better than he ever lived.
Exactly.
Off of the taxpayer dollars. And unfortunately, he's out of office now, so I don't have
he's
to give
detached.
Him that much respect.
He's detached.
He was a hustler.
Right. With his millions, and now that he's retirement, who is he helping? Has he set
no
up
one.
A foundation? Now, some black young men were wilding out in some mall, breaking and fighting and breaking. We have a lot of black young men that need mentoring. Who is Barack Obama mentoring? Has he visited Chicago? He got rich off of our backs, and he doesn't give a damn. Quite frankly, he didn't care. When he was president, I was nervous because he really did not and does not love this country.
I knew that before he was even elected.
Exactly.
But the bottom line is it's so disgusting with this impeachment.
Yeah.
We have someone who is decent, someone who loves this country, someone who's not hustling us.
Yes.
Trying to get rich off of of the voters.
Exactly.
My friends, most of those people in Congress right now, especially the renegades, have gotten rich.
Yes.
They do need term limits.
Yes, they do.
Because people like Maxine Waters, Elizabeth Warren, and a lot of them, Pelosi, all of them, have made this their lifelong ambition. And the bottom line is they're not trying to better the general welfare of the American citizen. Mm-hmm. Nancy Pelosi and that whole group do not need to be getting one taxpayer dollar.
Exactly.
Because they're not working for the taxpayers. They're working on their personal grudge that Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton. Period. And we need to raise our voices and say, you don't need to be getting our tax money. You don't deserve it. You're not working for us.
Exactly.
You're working for the illegals. Let the illegals pay you.
Exactly. Exactly.
They want open borders. They want the illegal aliens to get your hard-earned dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not right. I wish I had the numbers in front of me, but please research. Get the numbers. Call and write and tell
Happy
them you
New
don't
Year.
Deserve to get a dollar. God bless you. God bless America, and may you have a blessed, healthy, and very happy 2020. And let's do it. Trump.
Trump. Trump.
Trump.
Trump.
Trump.
Trump.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night? Feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. If chronic pain is preventing you from leading a full and active lifestyle, then it's time to visit Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists. As a Blue-friendly service provider, Oasis understands that each person's situation is unique and that each person's healing plan needs to be customized for individual injuries and conditions. Featuring board-certified and fellowship-trained physicians, Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists will have you back on your feet and back in the game. Schedule your appointment today by visiting www.blueorthopedic.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit VisitBlue.com. VisitBlue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you are looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you found it. DTVRadio.com offers programs such as Between Two Blue Balls, Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DTVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.